trying to work out some of the details of this halacha of Zohar Shigav at the Rosh Hashanah Yalpeh, and we came to the realization that there's a major dispute that's taking place between two different days in Taisus. The Taisus in our Masechta and the Taisus in Masechta Temura. Taisus in Masechta Temura used the following kula to explain away why most people don't even observe this din anymore. Says Taisus, we say Kriyash B'Yalpeh, we say Kavonis B'Yalpeh, as Yoshim, we think B'Yalpeh, and Ein Peis and Gamas Avtev. So Taisus says the reason is because the whole list only applies when it's the Hotzi Achei Midei Chavosam. Now, we saw a little bit from the Gaon yesterday, from the Gra, a possible source in the Gemara, but it's a tiny for that idea. We have absolutely no clue why that should be true, but Taisus says, the Taisus and Kimura and Afyadalit came up with this grandiose idea, and that explains the way why nobody cares about this anymore. Whereas Taisus and Baba Kama Dav Gimel clearly didn't accept that, because the Eish Mefarshim read into Rav Yosef's Kedem Tagim Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef was trying to avoid this Isser, even though there was no being Meitziachim, it wasn't being Meitziachim, anyone in the Poskin of Adya, so there was no Hotzol Yachirim, and still Rav Yosef was potentially Machbid on this Isser. And even Taisus, who happened not to believe the Eish Mefarshim Shpshat, they only don't believe the Eish Mefarshim Shpshat because of the technical issue of that Eish Basos Lashem, that because he was a Sagina, because he was blind, so we may have been able to circumvent that issue. But the Ikaron, the Eish Mefarshim, are correct, that the issue would apply in such a tzur, in such a scenario, even though there is no Lahotia Sacherim. So it's clearly about like his 2 days on Taisus. So we then went on yesterday to say that any Rishai, such as that Taisus, who disagrees with Taisus Murah, Lavaraya, you have to prove, you have to explain why it's okay to say Pesukim B'Yalpeh. So if it's one thing to reject Taisus Murah, you better come up with another reason. So we began to search through the Rishonim and see that there are multiple reasons that are presented by the Rishonim to defend the Minhag HaOlam, and anyone who subscribes to Taisus Baba Kama may buy into any one of those different reasons. So yesterday we were going down the list of the multiple different ways within Taisus Baba Kama Tav Gimel, who doesn't accept Taisus Murah's Kula, what are some other possible ways to explain the Minhag HaOlam, saying Pesukim B'Yalpeh? So yesterday we spent a lot of time at Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said Shkurim B'Fiv, and what that means, the Rabbanon, and we had a Shtichel Razzle Dazzle Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, and the Pashur Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, whatever Rabbeinu Tam meant, that was one Mahalach. So again, the whole Rabbeinu Tam was invoked, was brought up yesterday in order to answer Tozen Tamur's challenge without having to resort to Tozen Tamur's solution. But there is another fascinating approach that appears in Rishonim that really warrants a discussion in of itself. It may even take us an entire day to answer that question. So, and this is just a small prod in the sugya. We have yet to understand why one should say what Taisus Murah said, or why one should disagree with Taisus Murah. We have no idea yet what the lumdus is. We're still collecting the facts. We haven't yet begun the evaluating the facts. This is still part of our investigation. So we're still looking around to figure out all the pieces of the puzzle, and then to try to put it all into a perspective in lumdus. So we bumped into another great Rishon. It's Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah was the Heilig Heilig from Rabbeinu Yonah, from Shai Tshuva. So Heilig Rabbeinu Yonah, his Talmidim wrote a Peirush, the name of the Rebbe, on the second bracha. And again, why certain Rishonim ended up on the side of the page of the Rif and why others didn't, I have no idea. But for most receptors, you have the Ran, for a bunch of receptors, you have the Rebbe Yosef. In Erev, for some strange reason, you have Rabbeinu Yonah's son. And in Brachas, you have Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah. That's just the way it is. So Kachazah, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah, the ones who accompanied the Rif and Masechus Brachas. So the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah quote the same Kasha. And they preface the Kasha with another Kasha. They're trying to understand why the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos uses such a strange lashon to describe a person who missed by Kriya Shema. A fellow missed by Kriya Shema in the morning. So what would we say? If we had somebody who missed by Kriya Shema, what would our take be? How would we talk to such a guy? We'd say, yo, bang, 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 over there. The Mishnah is much nicer than us. They don't have their arm around the head. Okay, don't feel so bad. So what, you invite them to their Isa, it's not so bad, try better next time. Well, here's think you other Makarbatayra. And to kind of cheer the guy up, so we say to the fellow who missed Ban Kriyashma, that by the way, you didn't have such a war.
Of course you had a loss, a big loss. You lost Mr. Deraisa. But well, here's the kind of a there. We call you and said, listen, we said, keep on saying Shema anyway, even though you missed the Zman, because there's no worse than saying Sukhum and Chumash. Well, here's the Kerma Kerbeter. So the Yesh Lisha, Rabbi Yain asks, Ma Balash Be'inan, Shmuel Hipsit Kerm Shekerbeter. There's another Parsha too. What would the words have meant? Well, Hipsit Kerm Shekerbeter. Why would I think that somehow you can't say Shema after the Zman? Like, Mehecha Teitzah, that should be a problem. The fact that you're not Yoytzeh, that I understand, but if you're allowed to read Parshas Bereishis at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so the guy had a tough night last night, and he wakes up late, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he wants to say Shema, so he says, hey, what's the problem? God, my Torah, my Torah, what do I need the Mishnah to tell me? Fatiha to Rabbi B'Shlomim in Ahar, though. So, Tabitha Minyan, a quote from Rabbi B'Shlomim in Ahar. Where was the Har, by the way? Which mountain was it? What do you think? It's like the heights. I think Montpelier, no? Is that what? No one knows? For the Jewish community, Montpelier? Check it out, Montpelier. M-O-N-T.
I
got the
spell yet.
Montpelier, okay.
Oh, I got it. Capital city of the U.S. state of Vermont?
Yeah. That wasn't it. Czech in southern France, in Provence. Montpelier was it. Wait, what? Montpelier.
City in southern France.
There you go. Otherwise known as Provence.
The largest city in France.
Okay. Check out 1200. Jewish community in Montpelier in the 1200s. What? That's the Ravid. It was from Montpelier. You know, it's Pascua. Jewish community in Montpelier in 1200.
They got a library.
Okay. Anyway, that's where... Okay. That's where it came from. Okay. I just want to keep things, you know... The point, you gotta know who the Rishonim were, you know who the Rishonim were, you can't feel that bond, that kinship. I just guessed that. Okay. So, Tirtha Rishonim in the heart itself. The Atalash Marina, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is as follows. Listen to this. The Mishnah is being Miram based to Ashrikim. She'afal Pisha Dvarim Shabachtav, Lidin Leon Ralpet. Even though normally the starting point is the baseline is, you're not allowed to just get up and start saying Bereshit Bapet. Ushab Sukhav, any Yachal liquor. And you cannot just say Pesukim B'Yapet just like that. Afilu Ochi, Kriya Shema Yochel Likreis Ha'Opet. Kriya Shema is okay. That's an exception to the rule. V'Al Pal Pisha Eino Koros Al Hashem Chol. Even though you're not saying it Peteres Kriya Shema right now, because right now it's past the Zman Kriya Shema, we assume Halacha that the Zman of Kriya Shema in the morning is Derais. Uf Kumecha is Mam Shashir Derais. So, just parenthetically, the Kesef Mishnah raises the famous question, why should my Kriya Shema in the morning be Derais? After all, there are two parallel phrases. There's B'Shach B'cha Uf Kumecha. What does B'Shach B'cha mean? It doesn't mean when people go to sleep. What does B'Shach B'cha mean? Calls by the people are sleeping. That's the first Machlokes, the first Mishnah Maseches Brachos. So we pass that be Derais, you can say Kriya Shema shall harvest the whole night. So Uf B'Shach B'cha mean calls by people are Shoichev and Mitasan. So then Uf Kumecha should mean calls by Shemri Adam Chomim, which would mean 3 o'clock in the morning also, 3 o'clock in the afternoon also. So why isn't that okay? So the Kesavisha has a startling answer to that question. I don't want to say it too loud, so please don't tell your friends. But what does the Kesavisha say? He says, no, midarais, you can take Kriyishma all day. If there's man Kriyishma in the morning, it's only midarabonim. So the Magen Avraham and all the later Achareim say, L'choyut v'amiyam, mamish matru, we don't parfait the Kesavisha, the chlal, the shupan v'aifen. The Magen Avraham says that there is a big difference between the word shchiva and the word kiva. Shochev in Lashon HaKodesh means I'm lying in bed. I could say that at 10 o'clock at night. I could say that at 3 o'clock in the morning. I could say at 6 o'clock when you come, Babokir. You don't say at 3 o'clock in the morning, I come. In America, don't know how to speak Hebrew. Says, I come, Achshav. Come doesn't mean I'm standing up. Come means I am getting out of bed. That's what the word means of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham lived in Poland in the 1500s. Don't check that up, please. Trust me. He lived in Poland in the 1500s. And the Magen Avraham was sensitive to that nuance. He understood Kerech is Lashon HaKodesh. And he said that the word Shechiva and the word Kibbutz mean radically different things. And therefore the Kasha, the Kesavisha, didn't get off the ground. But whatever it is, Shazakhtub Shalom in the heart, that even though I'm saying Kriya Shema at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's not Kriya Shema anymore, so why am I allowed to say it? So listen to this. Since you're allowed to say it
the Torah's Chol, the Torah's Kriyishma, Yachal Ayim Afil Shalol L'Chayva. Kol Apam Sheyirtze. So even though right now I'm not saying if the Torah is mitzvah, because it's too late today in the Torah, Ava Bichain, that somehow is still covered by the Kula of saying Kriyishma Shalom Menachsav. What is this talking about? What is he talking about? What is the Rav Shlomo Nahar saying? What's the aside of Rav Shlomo Nahar? Who knows? Who figured it out? A long, long piece. So we can skip down to the end of Rav Shlomo Nahar. We're going to go back to some of his examples again. But the very end of the 14th of the Mamakrim, it's in the top line, next page. Klal Shel Dovar, Kol Pasuk Shenita LeMitzvah ULeChova, LeOmer BeHapeh, Yachal Omer, Kamek Omer Sheyirtz, Afil B'Shosh Eimer Mitzvah Klal. Be'ein Zeh Mishum Dvarim Shebichtav, Hunnu Lomer Rabbeh, Ho, Ve'nitnu Lomer Bamach. What does she say to Rosh Lomer Nahar? What the hell, Gerishon, Ben Yon is quoting? What does this mean? So it is clear, Rosh Lomer Nahar means as follows. Again, we'll see some of his other examples. Rosh Lomer Nahar has the following insight. This din, Dvarim Shebichtav, Iyata Yachal Omer Be'apeh, is a din in what? Din in Chesavat. Wonder. What's it a din in? Dvarim Shuchsav et HaRosh Olam HaPeh. It's a din in Talmud Torah. It's a din that when you're using the Pesukim in Chumash as a vehicle of Limud, Limud HaTorah has to be in a certain surah. And there's a surah of Limud Torah Shabbat Peh and there's a surah of Limud Torah Shabbat Peh. So when I'm getting up and I'm learning Parshas, Parshas Kiseite. So I have no right to learn Parshas Kiseite unless I'm learning Mitech Ekzav. That's the Parsh of Ksav L'Chaz Adzvam Ha'ila. So it has to be Dafka Min Ekzav. Similar to the Din Parsh of Ha'peh, has to be learned Dafka B'Yapeh. However, Zokter Shlomo Nahar, there are some Sukkim in the Chumash that have multiple missions to them. Most of the Chumash, most of the Sukkim, most of the Halakha words that emanate from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not vehicles of mitzvah per se. They are instructions about how to perform mitzvahs. So the Torah says, the sukkah teishu shivas yomim, so that teaches us how to build a sukkah, so that's a vehicle of limud haTorah. So 95% of Torah shivasav is a vehicle of limud haTorah, instructing us about how to do shmiras and mitzvahs. And there are other psukim that they themselves are shmiras and mitzvahs. That the Torah itself gives us a mitzvah, and the vehicle that we use, almost a chetzah shel mitzvah, so to speak, are the words of the psukim proper. So let's say, for example, Lidat Krishma, for example. Let me give you another example. Give me an example of there's a mitzvah satorah, and the mitzvah is to invoke certain words that appear in the Chumash. Bechaz Konim is one, Bechaz not a bad one, maybe. Chalitza, Mikra Bikurim, a lot of them. There's one of the Tai mitzvahs, you have to read the Parsha Bikurim. So the reading of Parshas Kisavo was given to us in two different formats. It's given to us as part of Talmud Torah, so a person can learn Parshas Kisavo, or a person can be yaitzeh the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Chalitza, you can learn Parshas Kisavo, or you can use Parshas Kisavo as a vehicle to fulfill the mitzvah of Chalitza Mishle Musa. Now, back to Kriyishma, you can learn Parshas Veschanon, and learn the Pesukim Shema Yisrael, no different than you're learning Parshas Noach, Parshas Toldos, or Parshas Kedoshim. Or every once in a while, maybe every morning and every night, you could use those same psukim as a vehicle to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishach Mahav Kamecha. So that idea that there are psukim that double, sometimes as limud, and sometimes as mitzvahs, that clearly is true. Comes to Shlomo Nahar and says, if a person is saying Kriyashma, and he's not learning Kriyashma, that is not even in the parish of the violation of Dvarim Shebichtav, Yetar Rosh Olam HaPeh. Because that is of Dvarim Shebichtav, Yetar Rosh Olam HaPeh, is only said, Betzuras Limud, not Betzuras Mitzvah. There's not an Isser Mitam, the Pesukim to be said HaPeh. The Isser is to learn the Pesukim HaPeh. But if I'm being Yetze in Mitzvah, the Abiyas HaPesukim, that's not the Isser. That's not Mashikot HaTayra, Dvarim Shebichtav, Yetar Rosh Olam HaPeh. So I stayed in Mishlam Nahar. But then Rav Shlomo Nahar comes with his breakthrough. And he says, once we've identified that there are certain parishes out there that have that dual ability to serve as mitzvahs, there are very, very few of them. We could probably list most of them. We already did, basically. We had
Bikurim, and you get Chalitza, and you have Kriyat Shema. I don't know, give me another one, Bechus Kohanim. I don't know. We've got another one. You want to throw Pasha Zohar in there? Okay. You like Taisus, we'll throw Pasha Zohar to make you happy. Well, Vidimaisa, we'll throw, well, I'm alone. Right, Vidimaisa, okay. Right, everybody knows Vidimaisa is. Vidimaisa is not the same as Mirka Bikurim, right? Everybody knows that. Mirka Bikurim is once a year we be Bikurim. Vidimaisa is every 3 years when you finish the Maisa cycles, right? Everyone knows the difference. Any kid who ever learned Chumash, Pashtun Kisav, will know that they're different. So I was once reading, I had to read for class once, an article written by a quote-unquote scholar who wrote an entire theory about agricultural mitzvahs in the temple period, a whole long in the Megillah for 50 pages, and he, Pashtun, didn't know. He didn't realize that we can be cool, we can be nice, we're two totally different things. Why didn't he realize it? Because they're next to each other in Pashtun Kisav. So the entire scholarly article was based on an Irish guy, Chip, an Irish guy. Like most things are based on Irish guy, Chip, an Irish guy. So you don't have to be a great Tabachokham to realize it. You just have to learn Chumash one time to come to that realization. Okay, fine. So comes the Ben Shlomo Nahor and says, I'm going to say two Chumash. When you say Pashat Bikur Mitzvah, that's not a violation of Dvarim Shemuchta. When you say Pashat Chalitza Mitzvah, these cases Mitzvah, there's no violation. Now the Chiddush Gadol, the second half of the Mishnah. Once we've identified, we've isolated certain parshas in the Torah, certain psukim in the Torah that have this dimension, we tag them as being mitzvah psukim. These psukim are mufka from the Ether, even if what? Here's the big break to the Mishnah. Even if what? Even if right now you're not doing them as mitzvahs, but these psukim are the exception to the rule. Once you can sometimes use them in a tzura that wouldn't be a violation of Dvarim Shebichtav, now they take on that category of being mufka from that Isser, even if you personally happen to be doing it in Napatar's Mitzvah. Right now, I happen not to be bringing Bikur. I happen not to be doing Chalitza. I happen not to be saying Krishna. You know why? Because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I overslept. But since I'm learning Pasha Krishna. I'm not saying Shema. I'm learning Pasha's with Kranon. That's okay. Since we've shown Minahar, you're allowed to learn Pashas Vizchana. Those psukim of Krishma, you can learn those be alfair, because these are psukim that are not subject to the insert. Because Nigo, once they have that ability to submit the psukim, then they're no longer subject to the Zadushte. Everyone's sort of Vishnu Minahar? He mommy says it Pemo. Literally says it. That's with his punchline in the end, by saying that Klol Shadava, Kol Pasuk Shenitim Mitzvah Chayva. Any Pasuk that's a mitzvah, a chayva, to say, the other way up there, Yochel Yomra, come upon him, Sheyirza, Afil B'shosh Eim HaMitzvah Klal, Ve'eim B'shoshim, Ho V'nindul Yom HaVamach, the Sheyit Yom Shalom Minahar, the famous Shefesh in the Mishnah. Yeah, that's what he sounds like. He sounds like this is a real Isser. This is not some kind of a, you know, say, if you're Reim, we're going to make this mistake, that mistake. This is a real, this is a Hakdor, this is a Klal. Very, very long the Shavuot. I don't think so. That would be a big problem for him.
Why?
Or if it's one, if it happens to be that, if you're a lucky guy and that's the one that's missing, if the word of that's common is missing, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then also, what about like someone singing or something?
Singing?
Yeah. Like Miros.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
That would be a problem for him?
Unless it's the Sukkim, so if you have a Tchvala, Shift the chav v'zech, or v'ach the chav v'zech, that will be okay. Okay?
Wouldn't it be
smart in that Tillim, as Yoshua, we're going to get that second. We have a lot of work. I just want to understand the basics. I want everyone to appreciate this, Shlomo Minahar, that there are two darkers, there are two levels of this. First, he was mechadish, number one, that there's a difference between lima psukim and mitzvah psukim. And then, chadish number two is, once you've isolated, you've identified a mitzvah pasuk, then it becomes mutar, even though you're doing your petar shlima. The two daggers of chiddush in the Sibah Shomra.
It doesn't really fit that, like, back into the Gemara,
so you have
to
cover
Karbatorah, because
you say,
well, Karbatorah did that.
Yeah. The Lashon, you know, the original problem that he's trying to solve, lo hivsid, adam ha-Karbatorah, almost if I was writing the Mishnah, I would have said something like, Lo hifted kar makar krishma. I would have said something like that. Right. You're correct. Avi is correct. I don't see exactly how he solves the original problem, but I see his side. So I want to stop for a second and just really, we have to digest. You see a rishon like this and you can't just let it go. He says, okay, great, you know, let's move on to the next. So you can't do that. If you want to, you can't do that. So let's figure out, Rabbi Shai, just what are the parameters of what he just said. This idea that they're psukim, that sometimes you say a posik b'teres limud, and sometimes you say a posik b'teres mitzvah. Do we have any precedent, any other halacha that reflects that notion? So there's an interesting Ramah in the Sugya Birchas HaTorah, where the Ramah quotes, actually, predated the Ramah, but it's two opinions quoted in the Ramah. Ramah quotes the following shayla. A person wakes up in the morning, and they want to get up and start to learn. It's about the Birchas HaTorah, that's not a shayla. What if they don't want to learn? What if they want to say Birchas? They'll say them in the morning. And they'll say Birchas HaTorah an hour later. Is that okay? I think that's all right. So the remote called some Shem will say, you can't do that. You know why? Because what? You're quoting someone Dillon. You're quoting Sukkim from Navi. You're quoting Hashivein Hashem HaLachashem. There's a Sukkim Mikil saying, you can't do that. Those are words of Torah. Another Shem said, no, that's okay. You know why that's okay? Because those are not words of Torah. Those are words of what? Of mitzvah. Namely, you're using the psukim, not the teres limud. You're using the psukim as the teres tchina, bakasha, slicha, etc. So this machloikis may very well be on a level of the araisa, because according to many mishabas, the teres deraisa. Machloikis, the Ram says, the Rabbam, the Ramban, the Chinuch, the Mamash, the mitzvah deraisa, birchta Torah. And even though birchta Torah may very well be a mitzvah deraisa, it could be that, b'medeva memurim, that's a mitzvah deraisa, that's when you're saying the Torah, the teres limud. But if you're saying the Torah, Shalom B'Torah, Lima, that's a different activity that you're involved in. That's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's not Talmud Torah. That's Tona Baruch. That's a different Ma'is L'Gamri. So there's Torah L'Chud and Mitzvah L'Chud. Sometimes you can invoke Sukkim in Tanakh, Sukkim in Chodesh, Sukkim in Navi, Sukkim to fulfill certain mitzvahs of Davening, of Slichas, Vida, whatever the case may be. But Kol Zman, you're not doing it B'Torah, Limud, so it's not subject to the Limud Halachas. What makes that limud halachas? So one halach of limud is birchas haTorah. Another din of limud is its subject is iser of drum shemichsavit and rashi miyapeh. You could split between using a pasuk as a limudik din and using a pasuk as a mitzvah din. Another possible application of this idea that you have to always be careful. Just because I'm opening up a Tanakh and saying psukim, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm learning. I could be involved in some other activity. This may also be the answer to the age-old question. Let's pose the Gemara. Beginning of Masechet Megillah says that Mevatlin Talmud Torah and Kriyas Megillah. That you know, close your Gemara to go hear the Megillah for him. So what's the famous Kashi that's going to ask? What? Mevatlin Talmud Torah. You have Mevatlin Torah to go hear the Megillah. What's the Kashi? Talmud Torah. If I get up and I learn Megillah's Esther today, that's not a mitzvah deraisa. The famous kasha that's going to be asked. What? Mevatlet Abba Torah, you have a vatlet Torah to go hear the Megillah. What's the kasha? Talmud Torah. If I get up and I learn Megillah's Esther today, that's not a mitzvah deraisa of Lima Torah. It's also part of Tanakh, like it's a Kodesh. So that's also a mitzvah. So what do you mean? I'm in the middle of slugging a sugya, I'm down, but I'm learning about Tzoris, and all of a sudden comes Purim. I'll close the Gemara, stop talking about Torah, and go read the Megillah. And that's a Bittul Torah. That's right. It's a sanctioned Bittul Torah. It's Chazal Torah being right. Mechuyf in Vatul Torah. Likrit the Megillah. What's a Bittul Torah? So some of them say, you know what's called Bittul Torah? This is a very scary answer. What? Oh, nobody said that. But it's not Torah. What is it? Because it's easy. If you're involved, I'm writing to turn into Sidya and thinking through it, Chayim, I say, okay, and now it's time just to put my feet up and just read a nice little tidbit on the parasha or something. That's Biddle Torah. What do you mean Biddle Torah? I'm learning Torah.
You're right. You're learning Torah. That's Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah is measured to what you could be doing. Anytime that you're not learning Torah to the koyach, the degree that you should be, that's called Bittul Torah. So even though right now, the guy sitting and reading Megillah Esther, that's a mitzvah deraisa Bittul Torah. A mitzvah deraisa only Bittul Torah. You have to recite Bichta Torah before you, let's say a person in the middle of a Chodesh Cheshbon would want to sit and read Kriyas Megillah, he would have to recite Bichta Torah in that. That's called a chetzah from Torah. But Afa Bichayin, even though it's called you being Isaac and a chetzah shel Torah, you're in violation of Bittul Torah because you were just learning Reb Chaim on Isha Mishum Chitzah or something. So Isha Mishum Chitzah and Chetzah is a lot more mental strain. That's called Bittul Torah. That's quite a very, very scary answer. So we want to go down a different route. You know why Tzemach Chavad Rebbe? You know why it's called Bittul Torah? Because when you're reading the Megillah, what are you doing? You're not what? You're not learning Torah. You're reading the Megillah. You're using the Psukim of Tanakh to fulfill a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. But if it's a Melchash Cheshbon and you're learning, you know, a 10th Parakim of Megillah, that's beautiful. That's Talmud Torah. But when you're on Purim day, when you're sitting and reading the Megillah, that's a mitzvah, that's not Talmud. So you have to be careful. You can sometimes have the same psukim. Sometimes those psukim are being used as Torah, and sometimes being used as mitzvah. One last possible example. There's a din that an ovel is not supposed to learn. It's not allowed to learn. So the din is, I'm going to quote, that what is an ovel allowed to do? What is an ovel allowed to do? He's allowed to daven. When he's davening, he's saying Ashrei, he's saying Halukah, he's saying Adyoshir. He's all psukim. If he would come to a chumashir about Pashas B'Shalach, we throw him out. He's not allowed to learn Pashas B'Shalach. And then he could say Adyoshir. What's the difference? So the Rishonim quite afraid that Sidur Shalyoin. That whatever's part of the davening, whatever's in the Siddur is okay. That's not a problem for an other. What does that mean? What kind of loch is that? We rely on that all time in Tisha B'Av. Come to Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to learn, not allowed to learn, not allowed to learn. And what do? We start davening. Where do you think those psukim come from? Look at the bottom of the ark. It's Chronicles 2:15:1, Isaiah 16, Jeremiah this, Psalms that. These are all psukim right out of the Tanakh. So I don't think if I would give a Chumash Shia, if I would give a Psalm Shia, if I would give a Jeremiah Shia, if I give a Shia about Yeshayahu, if I give a Shia at Exodus 15, you would tell me that that's an Isser of learning on Tisha B'Av. But I'm allowed to say Yoshua and Tisha B'Av. Why am I allowed to do that? So maybe it's the same word. The Talmud Torah is also in Tisha B'Av. Talmud Torah is also for Novel. This is Nishkin Talmud Torah. This is, I'm davening. I'm not learning. It's a davening. Now, one could argue a little bit of a different kun. One could argue a little bit of a different chap when it comes to Tisha B'Av and Avel. Do you know what? What could be another libus? Because this may not be the best example of this issue. We're trying to develop a whole yisrael called there's Talmud Torah, and there's mitzvah. And you can have the same psukim sometimes serving one function, sometimes serving another function. So we're collecting nafkamina to this yisrael. So one was the yisur of Dvarim Shebichtav. That was Reb Shlom in Aharis Pshat. Then we threw in another example of some of the other things we said. Bichas Torah may reflect this idea. Then we threw in the idea of Bichas Bittul Torah may reflect this idea that when you're davening, it's not called learning. And now I think another thing, maybe Avelos / Tisha B'Av may also reflect that. So the emphasis is that this may not necessarily be approved. Anyone know why? Who knows why this is not necessarily approved? Well, it's not so partial as the Nisa of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av or in Avelos for that matter. How did I bring me a Raya Brewer that there's no issue of learning on Tisha B'Av, no issue of learning? Dvarim Shebirmiyahu, you are allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn Yirmiyahu. You're allowed to learn Eicha. You're allowed to learn the Eov. You're allowed to learn those kinds of things. I have Talmud Torah. The answer is, the answer is an issue of Simcha. Not an issue of Lim, not a Maisa. Not to say like an Ovel is not allowed to wear shoes, an Ovel is not allowed to wash, an Ovel is not allowed to do certain things, and an Ovel is not allowed to learn. So those other actions are Maisim of Avelos. The issue for an Ovel to learn is an issue of Simcha. It's not a Maisa Limud that's also a Lomdajah, brisket Torah, and the issue of Talmud Torah for an Ovel. It's not the Maisa Limud that's also. It's the fact that Torah brings with it the Simcha, that's the problem. So it's the Totsov Limud of Torah. It's not the Maisa Limud of Torah per se that's the problem. That's the reason why Dvarim Shebarayim aren't fast Mut. That's the reason why Simcha Chavayim write that, let's say you have an Ovel who became a Kervis Mesa Baregel. His relative died and he buried the Mesa on Thursday Cholamot. So So when does an Avelus technically begin? That's a tricky question. Bears is May 3rd and Chalamon. When does an Avelus start? I don't know. So it really starts after Yom. The last day of Yom, the second Yom is the first day of Yom. But on Chalamon and Yom itself, he's not really an Avel. So the 7 days don't kick in at that point. Nevertheless, the din is that he's still not allowed to do what? Dvarim Shebitzin, he's still not allowed to do. So it's Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says there's no Avelus b'chalal of Chalamon. Zero, zippo. He can do anything and everything. And Shulchan Aruch passed the next Rambam and says, no, that Dvarim Shebitzin are still married. He can't wash himself in such a way, he can't be with his wife. It says a certain things Shebitzin are still married, even though he's not technically being counted the days of Avelus. So the Pashna Dvarim is that, let's say the guy wants in the privacy of his own home to sit and learn. The third day Chalamon Sukkot, he just came back from the cemetery, he wants to sit and learn for an hour. So what would we tell him? Can't do that. The same way that he's not allowed to be with his wife, not allowed to wash himself, so he's not allowed to learn. So Dvarim Shebitzin, that's what the din should be. So a couple of group Rechorenim and say, no, it's not true. You know why it's not true? Because the Tshuva quotes the Svar, you know why it's not true? It says that the Maisa, bottom line is this guy Mechuv Tabas of the Ayin now? This fellow, is he Mechuv Tabas of the Ayin? Yeah, because he's Chayv Tzimchus Yontif. But Maisa is Chayv Tzimchus Yontif. So, you see that when we speak about an Ovel being Osir on Cholavoid, that means he can't do the things that are Maisim of Avelus. But anything that's, he has to be the Simcha, he has no choice. So Samach read him right, how are you going to tell this guy, eat your basar, drink your yayin, but close your gemara? He says, how are you going to have Simcha Yontif? Because the Shemesh Yontif, how are you going to be the Samech Yontif? So clearly, from the fact that Chazal Mechayet have been basar the yayin, Yesh Bechlamat Avadah, Mechayet is Chayet on top of Torah. Look, Yevshah to be in the state of Simcha, not to learn Torah. So but an Ovel is also a Maisa Avela. The answer is, leave it at Torah, it's not a Maisa Avela. Leave it at Torah, it's just a bit of Simcha, and this particular Ovel, on Cholamoy, is not supposed to be in the state of Simcha. So it's a funny thing, it's a strange thing. He can't do the Dvarim Shebitzinah, on the other hand, his mindset has to be his mindset of Simcha, because Asi Simcha Sharam, Dachi Asi Shul Yachid of Avela. So the Issef Tamatar is not an Issef Tamatar per se, it's Midacha Simcha Shebo, and therefore it's Mutra Cholamoy. That's what many Achorenim write. So if that's the case, then we understand the whole different twist. Why do Hashem say you're allowed to daven on Tishrei? You're allowed to daven even Shiva. Why? Because that's not great Simcha. You're not allowed to learn as Yoshia, but I'm not learning. I don't get any grandiose joy from davening up as Yoshia. So the reason why it's mutter to daven as Yoshia is because it's a Levoy, but it's not a Lima Shel Simcha. A Lima Shel Simcha is not also for an Avel. So again, so that this last case may not be a riot to our Yisrael, but the first three cases, even maybe the fourth one also, it supports this notion of Talmud Torah versus Mitzvah. So the basic yisoid of Shlomo Nahar, we already have precedent for in other areas of Halacha. There's chiluk between Torah as the limit of Torah and Torah as the vehicle for Mitzvah. The really grandiose break of Shlomo Nahar is that then you can take those same psukim that otherwise are done to Torah Mitzvah and turn around and say, once they're excluded, they were never part of the general list of Rav Shulchan, then you get a freebie. Heard that they're out of the parasha of Dvarim Shebichsa vis-a-vis Mitzvah, they're out of the parasha vis-a-vis Limud, and that's what the Mishnah says, Kevin Kavitah, you can take Kriya Shema Tzvichah and get through Shlomo Nechsa. So everyone figure this out, Mishnah Shlomo Nechsa, right? Everyone thought this is all part of this whole grandiose picture, right? This is Pasha. Oh, you're getting a whole nother ball here. That's not fair what you're asking, because you're asking for a Ben Yonah against a Ben Yonah. There is a machlokes in the Gemara, in the third paragraph of Brachas, about is Kriyashma Diyarayit or Kriyashma Diyarapanan? Kriyashma Diyarapanan? It says, the Habashachmah come back and ksiv. So Gemara says, the Huba Dibri Tarek ksiv. So Tamidir Rabbeinu Yoyin is saying, what does that mean? So Tamidir Rabbeinu Yoyin is saying, everyone agrees that the mitzvah Diyarayit to Habashachmah come back. That wasn't even a shayla. Shein Mechubash. Any Rabbeinu Yoyin that says Mechubash. The higher Dvarim Eil Habashachmah come back. Machlokes in the Gemara was, is that mitzvah going specifically on these words of Shema Yisrael? Or is that a more global statement saying, for how you had Dvar Ma'ela, Dvar Ma'ela doesn't mean the words in these three lines in the Sefer Torah. For how you Dvar Ma'ela means the words of Torah have to be B'shach Lof Kumecha. There's one opinion that says, in the Gemara, claims of Rabbeinu Yonah that Minat Torah, you could say Bereishis Ba'alakim before you go to sleep. You can get up in the morning and say Matovu, and then that night you can say Bezos HaBracha, then the following day you say Bipashas Hayetze. Every day and every night, as long as you got a few psukim here and there, every night and every day, that's good enough. You're good to go midaraisa. How would the rhetoric say? Then the chachamim were kaveya that we should have everybody doing the same on the same page. So chazal and misakin, that's the word of Krishma. So when the Gemara says that Krishma the Ravanan, according to one opinion in the Gemara, which we didn't even pass like that opinion, Pashtun, but according to that one day, Krishma the Ravanan, how would the rhetoric say mean that the deraisa, it doesn't have to be dafka this psukim. When we pass, you know, the deraisa has got to be dafka this psukim. What you are saying is the following, is tell you what you're saying, okay? You tell me what you're saying, isn't it? Is that machlokes, whether midarais it has to be daska kriyashma, or whether midarais can be anything, is not just a question of what you're saying, but it's a fundamental machlokes, what the goal of this mitzvah is, what's the very mahos, what's the very essence of this mitzvah. If you hold that the mitzvah is, you can pick any and every pasuk, it can change from day to night, so then what's the nature of shafof kamecha? It's really a part of what? Of Tama Torah. The Torah is saying you have to have part of the mitzvah. Tama Torah is you have to say psukim in the morning, psukim at night. You pick the psukim, it doesn't matter which one. Midaraisa. The Rabbanu will make everything universal. Krishma. If you hold that dafka these psukim, it's a different mitzvah. It's not Tama Torah. Then it's more of a something unique about these psukim. So you may want to call the uniqueness of these two kavod of Hashemayim maybe, or you put some other name, some other spin on it. So that which you said that isn't Krishma Tama Torah, and the answer is according to the day that we don't pasken like, you may be right. But when you pass the Krishma deraisa and the chol toksva, that means the absolute dafka these tukim, the Krishma is dafka nat tama Torah. Okay. Fair enough? Okay. Excellent question. Hopefully an excellent answer. Okay. Maybe. Okay, basically, getting back to that story. So Bishlam Nahar takes this idea and he says, I'm going to add a few more things to this list. You know, I mean, these are nice. Bikurim, Chalitza, you know, Pidimaisa. We have these six things here, but I'm going to stand around and we don't, I mean, Chalitza, we should never have. Bikurim, we don't have to be connected this year. Pidimaisa, we don't really do whatever it is. So most of these things, many things that are not even relevant for us. But just how far does this call go? So now Bishlam Nahar, Mabish becomes, not that he wasn't a genius till this point, but now becomes even more of a genius, more in awe of Shlomo ben Ahar. So that's from Shlomo ben Ahar. Let's go back now to the beginning of the 14th of the Ma'amar Kaimis, back to the front page. The fourth line, Umizatam. Based on what I just told you, we can now understand the following phenomenon. Umizatam hiskinu loma pashas kabanas al peh b'chol yom. Now we understand why we say Pashta Tome Bi'alpeh. Why? Because Pashta Tome falls into this category as well. Now this is going to become much, much harder to explain. Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash V'Dabash HaMash that we say Pashta Tome. And that's much more difficult. Why? The recitation of Pashta Kabbalah is a chiyuv, it's an obligation. Kidamina B'Medrash. As the Medrash says, not just the Medrash, it's the Gemara in Tainit, it's the Gemara in Megillah. Om Av Mavinu, Bama Eida Ki Irashena. Av Mavinu asks the Rebbeinu Shalom, how do I know I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean? Rebbeinu Shalom just told that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. He says, how do I know? Proof to it. Chutzvah. Eidus Chus. Kloyma Be'idus Chus Yizkayim Olehem Haftachasecha. So what Chus will you get? Will my children be Zoycha? That your promise to get Eretz Yisrael should be fulfilled. Amalo, the Rebbeinu Shalom responded, "Bizchus haKabbanas, shenem akchali egla mishuleshes v'gona." So the bris of Absorim was not just Tom; it was a Krisos bris, as Rashi says. Derech Kosei bris, v'halich ben Absorim egla. Okay, that's true. That was the derech of a Kosei bris. It's much deeper than that. Is that it was Dafka chosen? Rebbeinu Shalom chose this method to be meramis of Mavinu that the Bizchus haKabbanas that's ultimately going to be the insurance that the bris is going to be fulfilled. So Avinu wasn't satisfied. Tenech b'zman shebeis mikdashkayim. So he turns to Rebbeinu Shlom and says, that's true b'zman abayis. So b'zman abayis, I understand. You'll keep your promise. They'll stay in Eretz Yisrael. B'zman she'ein beis mikdashkayim eklamim. So what's he asking? The pashta dvarim is, Avinu's asking, so what chus will they have? What? To return to Eretz Yisrael. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So cancel, in what course will they return to Eretz Yisrael? Or let's say there's a time in history that they're in Eretz Yisrael without a Beis HaMikdash. It could be such a phenomenon. It could exist. You could have Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael without a Beis HaMikdash. How you talking? How you talking? Is that? What? Maybe whenever you have times in history with the Tachan Beis HaMikdash functioning. So Michael and Emma, what's going to be the schos? So the Rebbe Shom responded, Yomu lefone parshas ha-kabonis, umale ani aleihem ki'ilu banu Beis HaMikdash v'kriv olof korban. What did he say? Says that the Rebbe Shom told Avraham Avinu that they should say the psukim of kabonis, and that will be the key, the secret to their survival. That will be the insurance policy to enable them to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Just parenthetical, just historically, it's not surprising that, not at all coincidental, that at the same time when the Kodesh Baruch Hu was ma'ir somehow all the different forces in the world to enable Klal Yisrael to begin the return to Eretz Yisrael that we zeichet see in our days, so there was also a tremendous renewal in Amiras HaKavana, in Limud of Kachim. Limud of Kachim was something that for 2,000 years was there. You know who learned Masechet Zvachim? Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam. Sort of people here and there. They learned every shayin, here and there learned Masechet Kachim. Said, Hamon Am to learn Kachim. That it should have been part of the Seder HaLimud. That Bachim should go off to Eretz Yisrael and spend 3, 4, 5 years in their prime years of learning Kachim. Chalosh Shaman, Dom Zemiyamim. The Balabatim should be Rangatun and Masechet Menachim. People are... You see guys walking around the street and hacking about Zvachim and Kachim and Erech and Tamura. That didn't happen for 1800 years. What changed? Chaim entered onto the scene and told everybody you have to learn Seder Kachim. And the Briska Rav started saying Shiurim and Kachim. And the whole Briska dynasty picked up Kachim. And Ramesh appeared through the Daf Yomi. So yeah, the Baal Batim are learning Kachim. Everyone's learning Kachim. And Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made it such a way that all the Koichas of Seder Kachim that fought in the last 150-200 years, that should accompany Klai's return to Eretz Yisrael. So I say, that's the Gemara. That's the Medrash. So I say, the Feirish. There's Banja Ein Beit HaMikdash Kayam. What's Chus Negin return to Eretz Yisrael? What's Chus HaKavanah? So what did the Rabbi Shlomo Ben Arjuna say? He just put another thing on the list. He said, Parshas HaKavanah is on the list as well. What are the ramifications of the statement of Shlomo Ben Arjuna? Just how serious is the recitation of Kavanos on a daily basis? We are dealing with the Deraisa here. Rav Shlomo Nahar didn't buy into the Sefer Reim, the Taizishanim, and the Mordechai. He didn't buy into the story that this is all the Rabbanim. He's giving you real live Hagadaris to explain to you why with the Deraisa, you're allowed to say certain Psukim Yafeh, and therefore the only way to justify that is you have to identify this Psukim as the Deraisa Dika Psukim, the Deraisa Dika Nitzvah. Shlomo Nahar is assuming that the recitation of Kavanos every day is a real deraisa. You have to say it. You're supposed to say it. The mitzvah to say it. Even though it doesn't say to say it, but the Rebbe Shlom told Avraham Avinu to say it. But the Rebbe Shlom says it's deraisa. That's what deraisa means. Hashem said it. That's been a Torah. So in order for it to qualify under the list, to make this list of psukim that a mufka from the Yisra, Gersh Vassav, it's got to be deraisa. That puts a whole new spin on davening. You know, most of us, it'd be the hierarchy of things that we take with the least amount of significance is Kavanos in the morning. But come on, we all know that as long as you make it to Shul by Ms. Moshe and get your Tefillah by Ashri, you're good to go, right? So, come on, we got to get Krishma Deraisa, and Shemot Hesper, maybe Deraisa and Rambam, and Devas Krishma going to some. No, the real Deraisa is the part you missed. The Pashta Talmud. The part that only the old men come with. Guys, we get up early in the morning, can't sleep. They're the ones saying Pashta Kavanos. The young guys, they never say Pashta Kavanos. That's the deraisa. You gotta be a little more mafia than that. Either come to shul early or stay up with the person. Yeah, he does. He holds that way. Yeah. This is all part of the same thing. This is all this sheet. It all started with Shlomo Nahar, right? It all came from Shlomo Nahar. He's the one who started this whole ball rolling. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Nahar concludes that once I just told you that's the Araisa, then he says, "Mizatam nami omer beharbi mekabes pashas birchas kohanim." A lot of people say birchas kohanim. We say it, but after we say birchas Torah. The Kaven Shechov Alon B'chol Yom B'chol Konim Alpeh B'shach Nasiyas Kapayim, since the Kohanim could say Yivrach Hashem Yishmerach without the Sefer Torah, Yochel Yom Afil Shlom B'chol Chayva. And listen to Rav Shlomo when the heart comes for the grand finale. Let's go back to yesterday. U'mizatam Amru U'v'asor Shebuchu M'shapakudim Kare Alpeh. The Kaven Shem Inyin HaKabanis ומצינו שביצעו מה מפשת כבנת הפה, כדי מנליאל, לא חושב בקריאוסו, אפילו כשאין לחייב. What is Rav Shlomo Nahar just answer about that? How do we start this whole sugya yesterday? Whenever we start the sugya, yesterday, because when we start the sugya, well, how do we start with? We raise the question, is this Issa, this is the Raisa, and this is the Rabbanim? So we said, come on, this is the Raisa. And we said, no, we collected a half dozen Mishanim, who still say it was only the Rabbanim. What was the first, who was the first Rishon on the list? Say if you're right, who was the second Rishon on the list? Torah Rishonim. What prompted Torah Rishonim to say it's only the Rabbanim? Because they were staring at the Gemara Numa. The Gemara says in Numa that in the Beis HaMikdash in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol violated the Issur. So the Torah Rishonim says, how can you violate the Issur? It's an Issur Deraisa. So the answer is, eh, it's okay, it's not an Issur Deraisa. It's only an Issur Derabbanim, and therefore in Shas Nechas, it's Tzarech, it's Mutter. Right? Mitzvah B'Yalim, remember the Lashon Torah Rishonim? Well, guess what? Rav Shlomo Nahar didn't think that. Rav Shlomo Nahar, the Tamid Rav Yehuda thought, no, it's a real Issa Deraita. From the fact that we spent an hour on this, with this fancy razzle-dazzle on Doris, for sure Deraita. So now Rav Shlomo Nahar has to go back to the drawing board and explain to Tata what right do we have to violate the system of the Beis HaMikdash. So the only vehicle that Rav Shlomo Nahar has at his disposal is to label it as a mitzvah pasuk. So he says, great, I'll tell you exactly what the mitzvah pasuk is. What's the mitzvah pasuk? It's Kabbalah. There's a mitzvah to say Pashta Kabbalah. Even though you just brought the carbon, that's okay. After you're ready, but also the Chedish Shviya there. To speak about the Pesukim of the Kabbalah, Dosa is a mitzvah there, Isa. And therefore, once it's that there is mitzvah, that there is lima, therefore the whole is important, by the way. I can't be very slow in a heart. Valdik Meridik. So the Pashta Kabbalah, this was the answer to the Yuma story, and everything is Shalom on Israel. So Rabbi say, why did we quote the Shalom? It took us almost an hour to understand this of Shalom Nahar. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. Why do we spend so much time on it? Because we're looking for other reasons to defend the saying of Kriya Shema B'Alpeh, and the last place we want to go is to Taizen Tavura. We don't want to go down that Taizen Tavura yet, because Taizen Bava Kama doesn't hold it. We're learning Bava Kama now. Everyone knows that. Give them all the days of Bava Kama, right? So we're just learning Taizen Bava Kama. It's the whole Suya. Just reading five, it's a very short Taizen. 6-7 line Taizens. But you have to understand what the Rishonim is of a kind of hell. So when the Halak Bali Ateis who sat around at the tupling about the Yesh Mepharshim, it is clear as day that those Bali Ateis who are discussing the Yesh Mepharshim with any degree of seriousness are speaking against their colleagues back in Maseches Tavurah. So according to these Rishonim, hey, what's going on? How are we saying Shema in the morning of Yom? So one version was Rabbeinu Tam's answer. The other is Shlomo Nahar. But again, these are two different ways to solve the problem. Everyone's got to get to the same destination. We've got to get to the point of, hey, we say Shema B'Alpeh. Everyone knows that's the destination. So when you press Waze, it gives you 15 ways to get there. So you can get, you can take the Major Dignity, you can take the FDR, you can take the Van Wick, you can take this, you can go on the streets, you can go through the Holland Tunnel, you can go through California, you got to get to Queens. So there are 15 different ways to get to Queens. You got to get there. So every Risha's got to get, though, hey, there's an issue of Dvarim Shmichsav. Hey, everyone's saying Shema B'Alpeh. How do you solve that riddle? So Tyson Tzmur solved it easily. Any Rishon who doesn't go down the Taizen Tzmur has got to solve it another way. Rabbi Tam was one way, Shlomo Nahar is another way. But this of Shlomo Nahar was an eye-opener, because look at what we learned from Shlomo Nahar. We got a whole Torah, a whole Shia, but you just call this a new sugya, Shlomo Nahar. Did Shlomo Nahar solve the entire problem in Chilu Be'at Tzayf? Taizen Tzmur threw a few examples at us that they were trying to solve. What were they? Kriya Shema, that's the easy one. What else? What did Taizen Tzmur say? Vayosha. Vayosha is Yoshir. Vayosha. Somebody they meant Vayosha, leading into Yoshir. We're in a pickle, everybody said. We're in a big, big pickle. Because Vayosha doesn't seem to fit the bill. As Yoshir doesn't seem to fit the bill. What would Rabbi Tam say to that? Apparently, in Rabbi Tam's world, everybody what? Does everyone here know Az Yosha by heart? I hope so. stuff. Not that we learned Shiva Devorah by heart in fifth grade, as Yahshua, we should know by heart. It's a great event time where hoping and hope that everyone knows as Yahshua by heart. According to us in Tzmura, you don't have to know anything by heart, so you're not being mercy to anybody as Yahshua. But according to Shomer the heart, they didn't say Mapilia, they didn't say as Yahshua. The davening was so, you know what, I'll tell you what, because they were so busy saying Kavanah, the davening was so Shlaviyah, they didn't say as Yahshua. No one had time, they just get from Asher to Yishtabach. What's going on? How did Shlomo Hard answer? Toises, toises in Temura, state the fish, as Yosha, by Yosha, people say in the Alpha. What's the answer to that phenomenon?
Hey,
Derek,
the Hashem Mehalo.
So, today we're not even learning Gemara, we're not learning Toises, we're learning Chumash today. So I want the following. The Yosha and Yoshi, it's all the same thing, we know that. I want you to tell me which mitzvah is involved in the recitation of these psukim. I want to be very, very creative now. We're going back to Montpelier, back on the heart, back on the mountain. It's a real mountain. It's a real thing. Yeah. How are you telling me? You have to look it up. Why would you call it a heart if it wasn't a real mountain? Well, they're not, because Shlomo, I mean, I aim there, because it was a valley. It wasn't a mountain. Only because we're friends, and you know, we go back so long, family, we go back for many, many generations, and we can talk about it. No, who's going to tell me? What's the solution to this dilemma? Yeah, what do you say? Oh, you just threw like a million things at me. A million different things at me. Yeah. No, I'm going to say that. So I think maybe there's two creative solutions to this problem. Maybe, not sure. Listen to what some possible solutions are. One possible solution could be basically Gemara Megillah, Daf Yedaleh. Almost in the end of the year, it's almost Chanukah already. Chodesh Kislev already, just around the bend. Here's the Chodesh thing. Chodesh Kislev is right around the bend. A few short hours from now. Famous Gemara, Megillah Daf Yedaleh, what do you want to say? What right did Chazal have to what? To add on the Yontif of what? Just a trick. Now Chanukah, I need to fall for that. A Purim, the way what right did they have to add on the Yontif of Purim, right? You know, I'd be Moshe Mashkos B'Torah. Who remembers who learned this one up before? What was the problem? The Gemara starts out with the Kasha. How could you have Purim? It's a terrible addition to the Torah. Big deal. What does that mean? What's a terrible addition? It's a violation of our Torah. So the Ramban of Torah learns it's a problem of Torah. Other Rishon learned it's based on what? Who remembers? A Novi Rosh Lachan. Didn't you hear this? I said it fresh on Friday morning. Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. I think it's the Ramban and the Rosh, but what exactly the Kasha that you want to learn? Good, very good. Okay. Nice to hear myself quoted. Okay. So what does the Gemara answer to that? The Gemara says, not a whole self of Mashikos Matar. You know why? Because it's in the Chumash itself. Where's in the Chumash? Where's Purim in the Chumash? Says, in the Chumash, that a great nace happened. The opposite chayrus, Christ was saved from slavery. It's the time of Az Yashir, time of Chris Yamsuf, and the Torah responds, tells us what the response was, and the Torah gives us 30 psukim describing what the response of Christ was. Az Yashir Moshe, Zok the Gemara Megillah Daf Yedaleh. That's a din. It's a din l'doros to teach us that a nace requires a response. It's a mitzvah derais. A nace requires a response, and therefore, in the days of Purim. Chazal were being done on that very Nakuda. The Beis in Agogel, sitting in Ashkes Agdel, sitting in Shalayim, when Esther sends a message, Kitzvudu the Darius, we want to be interested in Yosef Purim, so this is not so simple. This is not so posh. You can't just, let's like start new holidays, start new things, you know, yeah, start in. Let's go through a wide process. So the Beis in the greatest minds of that generation have to sit and try to figure out, is that appropriate or not appropriate? So many members of the Ashkes Agdel say, we can't start new Yontif. That's how suffer mashkas b'tar, either b'tar is pataisa, b'tar is say navi rosh l'chad, whatever the problem was. So we have to come up with a solution. So the solution was, az yashir. But wait a second, that's so simple. Just because the Torah describes a response to the nace of az yashir, can we extrapolate that that is the correct halakhic response to the nace of Purim? Is that a good comparison or not? Is that a good memetzin or not? But it's tricky. What's tricky about it? It's interesting. If I was sitting on the base of Gogol, I would have raised the following objection. You would imagine you're sitting back there on the base of Gogol, Mordechai, everyone's waiting in the Purim costumes, everyone's waiting, are we going to have this Yom Tov today or not? Are we going to have to go to school today? We have to masquerade. Everyone's sitting and waiting for the Pesach of the Beis Dagol, and they're probably going to figure out, is this the same or not? So what would you have said if you were there? I would have asked a bomb casher. And I'm learning by the comment of Beis of Gimel, I'm very, very attuned to Mahatzad and Tzadishoviz and the Kirchas and Kashas. I would have said it's not the same. You know what?
Two totally different types of
error. You mean one is a what and one is a what?
One is the entire people.
Which is the entire people?
It
just sounds,
eh?
And Purim was not?
No, that's more
Nistar. Wait, more people. You mean Nikola versus Nistar? That's what you mean?
Yeah, sure.
That's it, right? So we're suggesting like this, that I got a pircha on the Mematinu. Just because the Torah tells us to celebrate a Nes Nigla doesn't necessarily mean we can extrapolate to celebrate a Nes Nista. That would have been a bomb kasha. It's a humongous kasha. Zokta Meretz Chayes, Zebin Fandoa, the fact that the Gemara doesn't even ask that kasha, what do you see? That is what? That's irrelevant to the discussion. Why is that irrelevant to the discussion? Because what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the miraculous event. What's the celebration of there from? The Yeshua. So the fact that in one case the Bosham uses the vehicle of Yeshua, you know, water splitting, and another place he used Mordechai and Esther and Haman, those are details. That's not relevant. That's not a good kasha. If the goal of the celebration is we're celebrating this galus Hashchina in this world, then that would have been a gabalic kasha. There's an unbelievable Gilui Hashchina in Chris Yamsa. He didn't have the Gilui Hashchina. It's clear for 100%. So if the nature of the celebration would have been based on Gilui Hashchina, that it's a Kirsha's Kasha would have been a good Kasha. But that's not what we're celebrating. You have the wrong celebration. You have the wrong mouth and the wrong celebration. So we're celebrating the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, so that's true what you said. It's true, but what? Irrelevant. So imagine, so half the base is screaming, Nes Nigla, Nes Nista, and the other half is yelling, true but irrelevant. So the Gemara says, Sotaka, is it a good Mementzino or not? So the Gemara says, it's better than a Mementzino. It's a what? It's a Kavachem, it's a Kavachem. The degree of Yeshua is much greater in days of Purim. Why? Yeah, Abdus Techeira, it's just a trend. What would happen? Imagine there would have been a Christian. So imagine if Parsha Mishalach would have ended a little bit differently. And guess what? The water, Moshe would have had, he would have stepped up his arms, right, slipped up his rod for the water to flip. And you know what happened? It would have been a flop. And the Egyptians would have come with a chariot, rounded everybody up, and where would they have taken them to? No, they're back to building pyramids where we left off for the last 210 years. So big deal. Asma. And still, we celebrate that, and the Torah takes that with the utmost seriousness. We celebrate the Avdus Achayrus. We don't take that lightly. So now, Purim, let's play the Purim story. Imagine that the Purim story wouldn't have ended as great. Let's say, Esther would have come on the third day, she comes to Achashverosh, and she says, I wanted to come to a party with Haman. Achashverosh would have said, what? No, I'm not coming, and you have no right to be here. Guards, out with her. Off with her head. French Revolution. Guillotine. You're done. Finished. Esther would have been done. Mordechai would have been hung. Klai Yisrael would have been finished. And we would not be sitting here today and discussing this. We would have ended Klai Yisrael. So Gemara says the degree of Yeshua was significantly more powerful, much more important than the days of Purim. And that is a valid Kavachim, and therefore, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, those who said Kavamis in the morning, can say Rabbi Shmuel over there, have some time, because they're not going to say Adjosha, because you're not allowed to do that. According to Shulman Ahar, so, Kavbidas Kavachim is a Bida Deraisa, and any din that derives from Kavachim is a din Deraisa, so we derive from the Parash of Adjosha that you're supposed to sing Halav Hodaya to the Bershom and Nisim Akar. Now, there is a technical machloit, you've also heard the Shulman before, you may have heard it in Frisch also. The Machlokes comes first and then it's Siv, what to do with that Gemara. What's the Machlokes? Anyone remember? That's probably the next week. No, I said that? What did I say?
Take it to like modern day miracles.
Oh, so the Chassam Seifer said that, forget the modern day miracles, it's too controversial. The Chassam Seifer says, not for us, I'm saying, we don't want to talk about that. Chassam Seifer said that the din derais l'dayrus. That means today, in the Tov Shinayin Tes, we have to celebrate all the Yeshuas that have to Klal Yisrael throughout the millennia. And that's a din deraisa. And therefore we have to celebrate Chanukah mid deraisa, we have to celebrate Purim mid deraisa, everything mid deraisa. Chanukah also was also about the Mitzvah Chaim wine. Even though the Greeks didn't want to kill us, but Why is it also Mitzlachayim? Because once the did is that if you heard by Yahweh, once it's Shas HaShma, you're not allowed to listen to what they're saying. So once now that's what they're saying, the males are going to kill us. So it's also the Mitzlachayim. So says Chassam Sofer, you have to celebrate Chanukah Midaraisa every year. That's part of the Kavachayim of Yosha Moshe. And the Tzif says no. The Kavachayim was only said on the level of Deraisa when? The Shas HaNeit Mamash. There is no mitzvah saying Yosha every year. The celebration of Nisim is when the Neit happens. Subsequent celebrations are on a midrabbana. They have to figure out why it's not on Sofa Mashkas, but they're enough for now. But everybody agrees, Bein Lefi Chatzai, Bein Lefi Yonitziv, that the parish of Yoshe Moshe is some kind of a fulfillment of, not Talmud Torah, it's some kind of fulfillment of a mitzvah d'arayis. So what's the name of the mitzvah? Yoshe Moshe. Celebrating an ace. So maybe that's what Shlomo Nahar helped. Maybe that's the missing link in his chat. So Shlomo Nahar gave you, we have seven different parashiyas, they qualify as mitzvah parashiyas, but we're missing the most important one. We're missing as Yosher Vayosha, visa mitzvah. So one interesting possibility we have is the mitzvah of Shira Al Hanes. So every once in a while, like every time the Red Sea splits and you happen to be there, so the right word to say is as Yosher Moshe. So once in the history of the world, those psukim were mitzvah psukim, those psukim become a mitzvah psukim. And once it's a mitzvah psukim, that it's no longer subject to the dinim of Dvar Shabbat, even if you personally are doing it, Peteras what? Peteras what? Peteras Limbud, just like what Moshel, like Avi's Moshel, of Kriyashma, right? It's the same, Moshel, you don't like the Lashon of the Mishnah, but that's Kriyashma. So since every once in a while Kriyashma is mitzvah, even if you're doing it Shlob is not Kriyashma, that's also called, quote unquote, a mitzvah posseg. It's a posseg as isolated, is excluded from this passion. That would be one interesting idea, one possible creative solution to the dilemma of Ayosha and Azyosha. Anyone have any others? Oh, maybe. Azyosha Moshe, that's another mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Zichiras, Tzis Mitzrayim. Or maybe, if you want to get really fancy, what can you say? Maybe Pesach night, Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. Maybe these are psukim that can be used to fulfill the chira of every day and every night, or sipa, those mitzvot d'oraisa. So maybe that's the key, and that's the missing mitzvah. Again, Rosh Hashanah, I don't know what they said in Montpelier, I have no idea, but I'm guessing that maybe, if Rosh Hashanah was pushed into the corner to show me what the mitzvah is, maybe this would be his solution. Anyone have any just questions before we go on to Chumash Parat Reishia? We should really give Gemara in the last 5 minutes, because we're only learning Chumash. But anyone have any questions on this? I mean, all the Tehillim stories. We're not even sure that this applies to Tehillim. Tell you a secret. Remember, Tosis was even so sure for himself. But that's fun this year. Okay? So wait a second, let's go back here. I'm just trying to identify that potential other mitzvah of the Chiras Blessed. Does anyone have any problems with this? Any objections?
Okay.
Right, I could recite, I could fulfill my Leila Seder by singing Azyosha. I could, so I'm asking, that's my challenge. Is that true? I wake up in the morning, I want to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa as the Chiyas Yisrael Mitzrayim. So can I pick these sukkim? I like my, it's my mitzvah, but it happens not to be. One dishlach, not dishalach. But I say, that's a shir system. Okay? So let's say I want to fulfill my mitzvah d'oraisa of the Chiyas Yisrael Mitzrayim. I want to sit around the Seder, and you know what? I don't want to say this whole Rami of it, obviously. It's too long. All right, the kids are not going to stay up for the whole thing. So I'm sitting down with my kids, so we're all sitting down. I don't like about a Mavinu. It's boring. It's the same tune every year. But the tune is a little bit different this year. But we're going to get up, and we're going to sing, Yeshia Moshe, the women can walk around with the tambourines, they can dance, the Miriam, that'll be the new Seder this year. It's shorter, it's faster, we can get to the tea room, the 24-hour tea room, we don't need a long Seder. We got it, we're tired anyway, because we were in the sauna and the golf course the whole day anyway, and everything. So, like, we've got to cut down the Seder, the religious part of this Pesach experience shouldn't be too taxing on us, okay? So if I say, this is my Leila Seder, but Yesh Hashem, Yemun Az Yoshi, what's the problem with that? Have any idea? A very, very long-dushah problem.
Actually,
what does it talk about?
It's the nature of the putting on the feet.
Oh, shlach korabayse. Wonder shashayla. Is the nace a pitin? Not a shkof halacha. Is the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf an independent nace a pitin? Or the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf a what? It's the machal pasach of Tis Mitzrayim. Can I fulfill the mitzvahs that require mentioning Tis Mitzrayim? The mitzvah daily is Tis Mitzrayim. The mitzvah annually is Tis Mitzrayim. Can I fulfill those chiyuvim and not ever say the word Mitzrayim? Can I get up and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called on Rosh Hashanah, is that a fulfillment of the Raisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's all I want to know. So I can hear two tzadim on that one. One could argue, it's a divin. Yetzias Mitzrayim means the night of Exodus from the land of Egypt. That means you have to talk about Hatzianu Min Mitzrayim. Avadim Hayinu Hayiv Hayayitzi Yainu Hashem Elokeinu Mitzrayim Biyad Chazoka. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or Ani Hashem Lekech Hashem Tzeis Yeschem Eretz Yisrael. To say Ani Hashem Lekech Hashem Karati Lechem Esayam, that's a different name. I can't talk about the Mon and call that Yetzias Mitzrayim. I can't talk about the Slav. I can't talk about the walls of Yericho falling down and calling it. That's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. So do I say that Yetzias Mitzrayim was finished on Tesvav Nisan, all subsequent Nisan, including Kriyas Yamsuf, is a different name? But I say, come on, Kriyas Yamsuf, that was the grand finale of everything. That's the closest part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're putting Rosh Hashanah and Nahor into a category. We're sticking him into that Yisrael that perhaps the mitzvah, that fail, again, I have no idea what Rosh Hashanah and Nahor thought about this topic. I don't have a clue. But the Chorah, if you go down his Mahalach, you have to go with some kind of a mitzvah. We is the mitzvah. So if you want to go down the second route, maybe he's linking the mitzvah of Kriyas Yamsuf to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's what gives it the status of mitzvah. Anybody know who this is probably Machlokes between? It's a long Shoshana where the Kriyas Yamsuf is a separate celebration or the grand finale of the Kriyas Yamsuf. Have any idea? I think it's Machlokes the Rabbah and us. Have we known what I mean by that? Anyone bother looking at the end of the Chos Chavis and Matzah? And look at the Rambam's Haggadah. The Rambam gives you the text of his Haggadah. It's almost identical to our Haggadah, but there's one thing that's very, very glaringly different. Anyone knows what is it? That's not the most glaring, that is true, but there's something very, very glaring. He stops at right before we say, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this amount of Nisim happening in Yisrael, this on the Yom. The Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Yisrael, those three pastures don't exist in the Ram Dagadam. And the whole Dayanus doesn't exist. His kids did not grow up in the Cheda singing Dayanus. They didn't sing, the Ram did not sing Dayanus. To say that. Well, that's like an earth shattering. Some people would say that's Kfir, but the Ram did not sing Dayanus. It's sin. And he goes straight to Rabbi Gamliel. He skips that entire four passages. The three Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva, and the whole Dayanus doesn't appear in the Rambam's Haggadah. Why not? The answer is simple. They don't belong in Pesach Lech. Because the goal of all of those things has nothing to do with Mitzrayim. The goal of those passages are to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf and the subsequent Nisim afterwards. But they're not Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dayanus thought the first line is Yilu Hotzi Yonu Mitzrayim, but the thrust of it is not that. So the Rambam says it's a beautiful song, but it's irrelevant to Pesach Lech. It's singing on Shavuos also. Singing on Shabbos, singing on Zemir. It's not a Pesach Lech song. And there's three brises have nothing to do with anything. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. Say it on Shisha Pesach, don't say it on Lelo Tzeder. And why do we say it? L'chorah from the fact that the Minig Yisrael today in our communities is to incorporate it into the Lelo Tzeder. Everything we say at Pesach Lech has to be part of the Mitzvah. We don't just dump over mites on Pesach Lech. Pesach Lech is not a time to discuss politics, not a time to discuss the background of the Yetzias Mitzrayim in terms of the American political, geopolitical scene. That's not Sibbutz Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sibbutz Yetzias Mitzrayim is to talk about Sibbutz Yetzias Mitzrayim. To focus on the Nisim and the flows and the Mitzvah Salayla, that is Sibbutz Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nothing more, nothing less. So we who have incorporated those passages into our Haggadah, we apparently are siding with this idea that those are part of the Sibbutz Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's an appropriate topic for discussion. If it would not be appropriate, we wouldn't have it in the Haggadah. So it sounds like it's a Lemdah Shema Chalik. It's in the Rambam, Nuschad Haggadah, and in the Minhag Yisrael today, Nuschad Haggadah, about this very Lemdah Shema Chalik. So we're guessing that maybe Shlomo Nahar fit onto our side rather than the Rambam's side, and maybe that's what gives it the Yosha and Yosha that mitzvah quality, that rings of mitzvah quality that we're so sorely lacking. So again, these are two interesting ideas. I hope everyone enjoyed them. I don't know, maybe the one's right, the other's right, they're both right, maybe the other one's right, I don't know, but this is the guess with Shlomo Nahar. So wait, so what do we accomplish there by saying, hopefully a lot, we learned of Shlomo Nahar, Peter Ben Yoina. You want to know whether we can finish the we learned the Shlomo Nahar, come on, this is a world, how do you say this, if you say this, if you say this, if you find this in Shlomo Nahar? And the whole reason why we quoted it was we wanted an alternate chapter of Ben Tam's deflection of the Tyson Tavur. That's all we wanted, because we're learning Tyson Tavur Kama. Today, just Tyson Tavur Kama. We're trying to figure out the other answers that Tyson Tavur Kama may subscribe to, not to be bound to Tyson Tavur's limitation of the yisur only to be Meisachayim. But we might say, we still don't have the Ikar of the Sugi yet. Because we still have no idea what's the wonders of Tysus and Tamura to insist that the yisur is only violated when it's Alti Achayim. And we have no idea why other Rishonim such as that Tysus, such as the Rebbeinu Tam, such as Shlomo Nahar, why everybody else disagrees with that Tysus and Tamura. We don't know what the root of that issue is. So we're still missing a major, major part of this puzzle of the Sugi. And then we're missing a lot else. There's a lot of other pieces of the puzzle that are still up in the air. So we got a lot of work to do. So Rabbi Shai, I think it's by a little bit late for Chumash today, so we'll try to make a deal. Okay? Here's a deal. We've got to remember a week from now. The Shtikl Torah that I was going to say, the Chumash I was going to say, could equally be said for Parashas Toldos and for Parashas Vayetzeh. So remind me next Thursday to say it over. Okay? So we'll save it for next Thursday. There's another Dabnil for now. It's too late anyway. So